RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes! Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in, and we are at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks 59, and Kirby just gave away a first gift card from Academy Sports and Outdoors. Hell, there's Academy Sports and Outdoors right here next door. So you want to hit two of the top spots right here. He's owned by Academy and is on your way over here to Twin Peaks. If you can't get here, there's four more lodges around the city. Stop through, have you a cold beer, 29 degree. What's that say, 27.2 degrees back there on this wall. I don't know what y'all are getting, 28.3 back there at the bar. They got that garage door open back there with this beautiful weather. Speaking of weather, I'm about tired of hearing folks talking about it. They don't. This weather sucks for Christmas.
Doesn't feel like Christmas. They want it cold. Isn't that why we live in Texas?
Hey man,
I'm with you.
I don't need freezing ass weather and ice on the ground.
Amen.
For it to feel like Christmas. All right.
No, because you know what happens when that happens around here. People don't know what to do with themselves.
Well, yeah. I mean, look. Here's the deal. I don't. I'm not opposed to a little snow on the ground. I'm not opposed to a little ice on the ground. I'm not opposed to cold weather. I mean, it's cool. Whatever. But I mean, the whole thought that everybody being up in arms about the damn, it's warm. It's warm at Christmas. So we can. So what? We can stand on the back patio, and enjoy our families at the house, without freezing our ass off and having to bundle up to go out there with a scarf on.
So go so play what? Golf. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can play golf. I mean, hell, by the way, the Bayou Bowl golf tournament is the 29th. My birthday, by the way.
Are you inviting me?
No, I'm working.
Oh, okay.
I'm working, man. I got two babies. Hell, I got to work.
So why
man.
Would you bring it up?
I mean, because Dick Olin's my boy. My old high school coach runs it. I mean, I got to give him a little love right there.
If somebody cancels, let me know. I'll show up.
I told you I ain't playing. I'm going to be at work, man.
Well, you ain't got to play for me to play, bro.
Hey, if you're filling in for anybody canceling, it's going to be me canceling work so I can go play. So your ass going to be doing some radio.
All right, I see how you are. I see how you are.
Hey, man.
Remember that whole thing about the a-hole we were talking about in the first segment?
Yeah. I just want you to get
all right, reps. I forgot.
I just want you to get reps, man. I want you to get reps. Hey, college football, man, there is a I don't know if it's gone official yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be announced at any given moment. Former Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham is going to be the Michigan Wolverine next head coach. I love this for Michigan. I mean, you talk about an absolute CF going on up there in Michigan, and from what happened, obviously, I hope the young man's doing better. I hope his family's better. I hope everybody's doing as best as they can through that mess that was going on at Michigan. But, I mean, you just sit around and watch Penn State hire their guy, watch LSU hire their guy, watch Florida hire their guy. Everybody's just hiring them left and right.
Yeah.
And you get left holding this mess up there in Michigan. And I'll be damned if Kyle Whittingham didn't fall into your lap, man. One thing, I think he is a tremendous fit for many reasons. But number one, I've already checked his social media. He follows – the only women he follows have his same last name. his wife, and his daughters. So it's a good, great replacement, boys.
If I had my belt, boy, I'd ring that thing right now. Yeah, great job.
Great replacement, boys. Great replacement. So let's start there. But I think on a serious note, I think if you look stylistically at what Kyle Whittingham believes in from a football perspective, it's the closest thing you're going to find, damn sure available. It's the closest thing you're going to find coming out of the Pac-12 or Big 12, depending on wherever you watched Utah. But coming out of those two conferences, what he was putting on the field at Utah is the closest thing to a Big Ten product, to a Michigan product that you're going to find.
Yeah.
He believed in dominating the line of scrimmage. And not only believed in it, every coach will tell you they do, but then they'll go out there and spend all their time and money on pass catchers and quarterbacks. He always had a good defensive line. He always had a good offensive line. They were always tough, physical, and fast downhill. I think this is a great hire stylistically.
Mm-hmm.
I think then you look at what he's done for 20 years at Utah. Was he's done more with less. And I don't mean that disrespectful. My university, if you wanted Arkansas, you did more with less. I'm one of those less guys. I'm no disrespect.
Right.
But you take a guy that for 20 years did more with less, and then you give him the bag and the brand and see if he can take it to a whole nother level. I think Kyle Whittingham with that bag and the brand at Michigan, I think it's going to be an absolute game changer. Now, I don't know how they're going to be disciplined and how many guys are going to hit the portal because of what went on before and the coaching staff being replaced. I don't know how that's going to impact them, but I tell you, man, I am excited. It takes a lot for me to get excited about Michigan football. I'm not a Michigan football. I'm not a Big Ten fan at all. I'm into watching and seeing what Whittingham can do up there, man. I think this is going to be a good marriage.
I'm with you, and I'm glad you said everything that you did. Look, I can't speak as much to, like, the football, like, on the field stuff, obviously, right? But you don't cover this game, you don't cover this sport without having heard the name Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a long-tenured coach at Utah. Here's why I think this is the perfect move. And it's important that you mention, like, hey, LSU went out and got their dude. Penn State went out and got their dude. There were a lot of, you know, higher profile jobs, some that we didn't really see coming open, right, when they did, and they were filled. Here's why I think this is huge for them. You were able to pry away a guy that had been at one program.
They didn't even pry him away. He resigned.
Resigned,
but
right.
I get it. You got
right?
it.
He'd been there for 22 years. Like, hey, let me leave a place for that I've known for 22 years and go start something completely different, right? So I think the success, I think why he had the success, like the 8 double-digit win seasons over a 21-year career at Utah, the changing over, like he had to figure out a way to kind of remap going from conference to conference to conference all over the course of the last 21 years. That's huge for a coach. Recruiting, keeping talent in-house, the belief system, ability to execute the culture that you actually want in there, all that's really important. Apparently he's an ass kicker, right? So if this guy's going to carry that kind of philosophy, that kind of culture, mantra into a place –
yeah.
Can you pick a spot that needs it more than Michigan, to be honest with you, right now, after everything they've endured?
They need a stabilizing factor in a big way, but they also need a coach that knows how to – because they are a really good program. They can win immediately, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and so often in today's game, college game, you look up and it's like, hey, I got to go get the young, hot coach that's coming up. And I'm going to take a little bit of a risk. I mean, this was, to your point, this was a deal where they needed the older, long-in-the-tooth coach that knew how to have success, that could go in there and clean this thing up. And not quite more importantly, but a big part of it is the perception, right? The perception of, okay, anybody that's going to consider Michigan, anybody that's going to cover Michigan, anybody that's going to talk Michigan, the narrative now changes with this long-in-the-tooth coach that has done it the right way for so long.
You
right?
know,
I mean, that is – I think that was as needed as a win is needed in Michigan right now.
It's not the same, okay? And I'm not trying to make a direct comparison, but do you remember during the Paterno-Sandusky era at Penn State, right?
Yeah.
Whenever that whole thing went down and it became just about football, okay, and they had all those scholarships stripped from them and everything, it's like, dude, how's Penn State going to get back on the map? Well, who was their first coach that they'd hired post Joe Paterno?
Bill O'Brien, wasn't it?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah.
He was there for 2 years, right? And the old saying was, is like, man, you don't want to be the guy that has to replace a Joe Paterno. You want to be the guy that comes after Joe Paterno. But the job that Bill O'Brien did in his first 2 years there, like after having all of those scholarships taken away, now granted they did get a chunk of those back, right? Like the whole thing was sped up because it went to court or something like that, and they ended up not having all that stuff taken away. They got them back incrementally, yada, yada, yada. So maybe Bill O'Brien and that whole program has helped out. But here's why I bring that up. Dude, James Franklin had that job for how long? 12, 13, 14 years after Bill O'Brien, and you know he just lost his job, and some people agree, some people don't agree with that. Could Michigan have like already found their dude for the foreseeable future in Kyle Whittingham? Like, they don't have to go through the Bill O'Brien kind of bridge to get to your guy that is going to get you to stay where Michigan really already has been as a legitimate competitor year in and year out for a national championship?
Yeah.
Like, well, I think that's everything that Kyle Whittingham exemplified in the last 20-plus years at Utah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think as bad as this was, I mean, it pales in comparison to what went on at Penn State. Now, we'll see what the fallout in Michigan really is because, I mean, you know, you hear like the Pogge, the head coach, the interim head coach, I mean, he made a comment last week, and I'm speculating a bit, but he said, look, we got to be real with this. This has been a mess for several years now. This isn't just about him.
That's just a big about admission, Jerome though. Moore.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, so, I mean, but it's one of those where it was like, boy, this is deep, much deeper than just a coach going off the deep end, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see exactly how they handle it, how the NCAA handles it. I would imagine the NCAA is going to fumble it just like they always do.
I mean, they had a documentary made about the cheating scandal in Michigan, right? Like, they know, like, the problem, the perception, the narrative that's been written about
them. I don't know. How does Harbaugh escape all this? That's the wild part is, like, I've heard analysts and talking heads – talk about this Michigan situation and how deep of an issue it is and how deep-rooted it is and how many people it involves. And nobody ever goes, you know, Harbaugh must be a real sleazebag.
You're saying how does he escape, like, not being perceived as a sleazebag?
Yeah, no, I mean, like,
because I think people already felt like he was.
In this moment right now, and maybe they do, I just don't pay close enough attention, but in this moment right now, like, the dude that you handed the bag to, I mean, has clearly gone off the deep end, and for years it's being shown that was doing all kind of crap that was, hell, you don't even want your players getting that involved, right? I mean, so, I mean, it's like clearly, and now they're saying it's multiple people in the program. I don't have all the details. I just don't know how Jim Harbaugh walks away and goes, I mean, I don't know how everybody doesn't start, but boy, Jim Harbaugh, I mean, he put this crew together.
Well, right. Look, when you talk about Jim Harbaugh, in some light, okay, like we're in a vacuum. You talk about this guy. Boy, you can't be that successful unless you hire really good people.
Yeah.
What is really good people? Really good people that know how to do their football job? Because really good people that know how to do their football job doesn't always mean they're really good people that know how to do their life job as like a husband and as a friend and as a human being, right?
There's a difference between a really good coach and a good person.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a lot there. I would say more of them than not are not good people.
Sure, but everything that we've learned about and that have a problem with Sherrone Moore has nothing to do with his football coaching.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with him being a good person, a human being. Like, he literally made the decision to, like, you know what, screw my kids, screw my wife. Like, I'm going to put them in this position and make them look like absolute crap and have to answer questions, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Let me clarify. Right? When I say more of them are not good people, I'm talking about the assholes that get caught. I'm not talking about coaches in general. I'm sure all my coaches are like, man, what the hell are you talking about? No,
I got you.
I'm talking about these guys that get caught cheating in some way, shape, or form. They're good coaches to some degree, but they're not good people. They'll cheat, lie, and steal to win.
With everything now, like every day passes, every week, every month, and the more you learn about Sherrone Moore and the Michigan program, the more of the onion you peel back on a Harbaugh. Right? It's
you can't tell me that he didn't know that they were cheating like hell on you know, earlier with the sign stealing scandal. You can't tell me that he didn't know that half the guys he hired, you know, there were doing unprofessional. Let's keep it there. I don't know exactly what all of it was, but it's unprofessional.
Ultimately, did you and have we all kind of? I don't mean to like throw us all into this thing, right? But have we all been in this situation where it's like, hey, just don't tell me, okay? Do what you got to do. I don't want to know.
I don't think I have.
Like,
I don't think I have.
It doesn't mean it needs to be like totally nefarious and like that serious, but like you can't tell me that Harbaugh, you know, during all those years up in Michigan was like, okay, I know something's working here really well. Like, I don't need to know about it because what do they call that? Plausible deniability?
Yeah.
Like that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
I want that.
Well, yeah. Right? Now we go back to good people, but. Also, did you know that there was an E60 on Lane Kiffin?
You know, you put that down, and I was like, did I know that? I feel like I've seen something, but I'm not sure. Like, you'd have to describe more.
I stumbled up on it, and it's the many faces of Lane Kiffin or the many places of Lane Kiffin. It goes through all the different stops and the firings and the leavings and kind of how it all went down.
Is it new? Like, just released new?
It seemed like it was new because he was, but it can't be. He was sitting in an Ole Miss meeting room, our auditorium-like deal with Ole Miss on the seats, and he was talking. So it has to be – they had footage of the LSU deal, so it has to be recent.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't know that.
Now, the many faces of Lane Kiffin. Now, I think what they did was obviously they added the LSU stuff because he's still sitting in an Ole Miss room when he's getting interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly the LSU is kind of how it ends. You know, is this another Lane Kiffin move or is this real? But I thought it's very fascinating. I encourage everybody to go out there and watch it. It was, you know, Lane's one of those guys where I don't know enough about Lane to be dangerous, or I know just enough to be dangerous, I guess I should say. but I'm fascinated with the why and the how, because of course it's his point of view of why he left Tennessee.
Okay,
you know, I picked it up right when he took the Tennessee job, had two straight years of winning, you know, winning ball, and then decided to up and leave to USC.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if he had 1 year.
No, he had 1 year at Tennessee.
He had 1 year and then shortly after left and went to USC. Well, when he got to USC, he thought everything was fine, and that was right as the Reggie Bush thing popped.
Oh, wow.
So he was guaranteed that they weren't going to take a bunch of scholarships from him, maybe a couple. They ended up taking 30. He had a 2-year bowl ban. He didn't know any of that was going to happen. What happened, he won anyway.
Yeah.
Within the minute they started struggling a bit. They canned him at the airport, fired him at the airport.
I remember that. I remember that whole situation. What was the narrative around that? Like, why did that happen? Why did that firing happen despite the success?
He was – at the time they were 2-3. They had a rough season the year before, and then he started the next year, and five games into the year, and he started slow.
Oh, boy, 2-3. You better fire that guy.
But it only makes sense, right, is like when you – when you take over a program for Pete Carroll, which is what he took care of, the reason he left Tennessee was because Pete Carroll left. He didn't leave. He left because Pete Carroll left and his dream job came available. But he went over there and you know, it makes sense. We're going to take 30 scholarships from you. Well, okay, I can survive for a couple of years because I got all Pete's guys. I got all these guys that are developed.
Mm-hmm.
When it's going to hurt you is year three and year four, which is exactly what happened. That's when
you got to do your own recruiting.
That's when the 30 scholarships that he got stripped of. That's when that hit. So he didn't have. So anyway, it's just a E60, man. I think it's called the Many Faces of Lane Kiffin. It's an interesting watch. I'm Clint Stern alongside Sean Bajani. Byron's back in the studio on the ones and twos. We are at the Kirby 59 location, 59 and Kirby location of Twin Peaks. Come on through and hang out. Cold beer right now. 26.5 degrees on one wall. 28.7 degree on another wall. So, yep, they're living up to it, baby. 29-degree man-sized drafts all over the bar right now as we're speaking. Come on through. There are a couple of bowl games that are being played. Right now it looks like, what is that, Central Michigan and Northwestern?
That's final.
They just went final. Yeah. Northwestern kicked a dog out of Central Michigan. Looks like 34-7. I know tonight there's FIU, Florida International versus – little in-state action here versus UTSA in the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. So put that on your radar, man. Support the old one of the college teams that's kind of coming up out of Texas.
Like, legit, the next competitive, as in i.e. competitive, ranked teams playing each other, isn't that the Pop-Tart Bowl tomorrow?
Oh, well, I mean, you got some interesting ones. Saturday.
Tomorrow night, you got UH and LSU. Like, go Cougs. I'm ready for that one.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. No, we got Penn State Clemson tomorrow in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. You got Georgia Tech BYU. Mm. That's probably the one you're talking about. Yeah, that's the one you're talking about. 22 Georgia Tech versus 12 BYU in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Then you got 19 Virginia versus Missouri in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. And you got LSU, as you mentioned, versus number 21 U of H right here in the Kinders.
You didn't say it right.
What did I say?
You said LSU. They're unranked LSU.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unranked LSU.
I'm sorry. You suck. that is great. My bad. Well done. Appreciate you taking that over right there.
Welcome, Lane Kiffin. Woo!
that is great. All right, the Texans, they are on the cusp of having to make a decision, y'all. They're having to make a decision on their quarterback, C.J. Stroud. I saw a list of the top 10 cap hits for next season. Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy. Probably
not. Is C.J. Stroud ready for this? We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 16.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. And you heard the man. We are at Twin Peaks, 59 and Kirby location. Come on through, hang out. Got a few more Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards to give away. We've got two tickets to the Texans-Colts game next weekend. Now, I believe that game is either a Saturday or Sunday. I think it's still up for potential flex.
Correct.
If this weekend's games fall as a certain way, then it would make that Texans Colts game must see TV for everybody. At least everybody in the AFC next week.
There's a formula, right this weekend where like going into Week 18, all AFC playoff teams have already been determined. It could be done, so Week 18 could be a giant popcorn fart, but, you know, we'll see. I hope that's the case as long as the Texans are in.
We didn't cover that a little earlier. I had it in, but we didn't cover it. We didn't get to it. We got excited talking about the the gifts that we got and that we gave. But we will get to that probably in the next segment. But let's you know, the when you look at the Texans, man, this is not about the game this weekend, obviously, but it's about C.J. Stroud. It's about our quarterback, right? The Texans organization is on the cusp of having to make a decision. Having to make that decision of, do you pay C.J. Stroud after year three, going into year four, when you've got him under contract through year five? Fifth-year option, you've got him under contract through 5 years. Do you feel the need to re-up and extend C.J. Stroud after year three? Do you wait? Do you believe C.J. Stroud's your guy? Like, where's the organization with C.J. Stroud? And I do want to get into that with your opinion of just where you believe that is. But I want to share what really, you know, made me
why you're kinda, thinking of
well,
this.
Well, it just made me think a little deeper, because I think a lot of times you go, hey man, if you find your franchise quarterback, guy you think's your franchise quarterback, which we all thought that was the guy you found at least 2 years ago, and now I think he's regressed over the last 2 years. And I think the dynamic offensively of who the Texans want to be moving forward has changed with a new offensive coordinator. So I think that impacts whether you pay a guy $60 million a year or not.
Right.
But here's what I came up on. This is the top 10 cap hits for the 2026 season. And this is not per year, right? But this is what happens when you pay a quarterback that kind of money. This is what happens. At some point, they have a year where the cap it balloons and they make $80 million a year, right? So in 2026, here's what's happened on those contracts. Deshaun Watson is the number one paid quarterback next year.
Oh, my God.
$80+ million next year.
I'm sorry, what?
$80+ million. They've shuffled his money around.
So they got to pay his ass $80 million bucks next year.
He'll hit a cap for $80 million next year.
Oh, that's the cap hit. Okay.
Patrick Mahomes will hit the cap for $78 million next year. Lamar Jackson, $74.5 million. Dak Prescott, $74, a little over $74. Jared Goff, $69.5 million. Kirk Cousins, back up, $57.5 million. How about this? Tua, $56
million.
That's just next year, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Josh Allen, $56 million. Kyler Murray, $53 million. Baker Mayfield, $51 million. That's your top 10. And I only share that because, look, that's not – when you look at what a quarterback's going to make, it's going to be, oh, is it $60 million a year? Is it $55 million a year? Kind of, does he set the market at 61 or 62? Dak set it at 60, whatever it was.
60, you know, on the nose. That's his AAV.
Well, yeah. Okay, so great call. $60 million is that's an average annual value.
Yep.
Right. But in reality, when you do that and you start building a team around a quarterback, you've got to shuffle some money around.
Move
it around. So you at some point you're going to end up in a position where your quarterback is going to make $75-80 million in a year. He's going to hit the cap. He's going to take up that much of your cap. Right?
Yeah.
And to me that changes the conversation, especially when you look at these guys. Who do you think is worth that money? The money that they're going to make on that list, who do you think is worth putting your cap in a place where you got to pay somebody potentially $80 million a year? Deshaun's not. Patrick is. I think there's three.
Oh,
there's three no-brainers.
Lamar,
I think, is worth it, but he's not playing like he's worth it.
No.
I would go Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott, and Josh Allen are the three because I guess you can say Pat ain't playing.
Prescott was going to be my fourth, and Burrow was going to be
okay,
my fifth.
Burrow's not even on here. So if you say four, you know, the four guys, if you add Lamar in there, four of ten. I mean, six other teams, you got to be sitting around going, man, did we make the right decision? And has C.J. Stroud showed you that he was even going to be remotely in the same? Since year one, as he showed you, he's going to be even remotely in the same category as those four guys you just mentioned. And I only ask to say, you can wait another year. You can see one more year.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going into the final year of his contract. You know, it's year three of.
Yeah, but he's got the thing is
of with a fifth year option
with these caliber players, they do it after year three. They expect it to be done after year three. And with his agent, who's David Mulugeta, right?
Yeah.
He expects it to be done after year three. So what you do is
why? Because that's when they want it done.
Absolutely.
But that's, you know, you get it one year, Well, the next year, the market value, all it's going to do is go up. So, like, yeah, they'd like to press for it. Ultimately, it's a guaranteed money, though, right, Clint? I mean, that's what it all comes down to. And the trend that we've seen over the last couple of off seasons is, in general, NFL guaranteed money is going up. It's getting closer to being to matching the life of that contract. Right. Not quite, like not like Deshaun Watson's, but non-quarterbacks. It's getting a lot closer to matching the life of that contract they give you.
I think it's when you got a quarterback that's trending up, when you got a quarterback that's playing at a MVP caliber level, when you pay him, I think that's an easy, smart business decision.
Yeah.
But the problem is you got a quarterback here that hadn't been mentioned in an MVP conversation since year one.
Right.
And it's going the wrong direction. And so now do you – and here's the other part of this thing. Because I heard Nick Cayley I heard D'Amico Ryans talking earlier this week about the formula for the Texans. And if the formula for the Texans is going to be uber conservative on the offensive side of the football, death by a thousand cuts on the offensive side of the football, is that formula one that includes paying your starting quarterback $60 million a year? You know what I mean? Can you afford to pay a quarterback that's gonna pilot that kind of offense, and the approach is gonna be minimize all risk? Is it ideal to pay that guy $60 million a year or not? I don't have the answers. I just think it's kind of
synonymous though that the decision that the 49ers had to make this past offseason to pay Brock Purdy, isn't it kind of similar in the sense that, hey, Purdy's a seventh-round pick, and, you know, his numbers are really good, but...
The difference is he's really, really good in the system that your head coach runs, and he had taken you to the Super Bowl.
Those are two things that individual, Brock Purdy, has on C.J. Stroud already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, C.J. Stroud's not taking him to the Super Bowl. Right. Now, what if that could change offseason?
But here's the point. If you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, then you're like, yeah, what's it going to take to get it done? This cat knows my system. He's easy to work with. He's bought into the system, and he's already taken us to a Super Bowl in this system. And if I get fired, I don't care.
But people were still, like, this offseason before it was done, were like, damn, ain't no way he's getting $60 million. Well, ain't no way. That's Brock Purdy. Yeah, that's Mr. Irrelevant.
Well, your cerebral quarterbacks that aren't super athletic in 2025 are going to get minimized consistently. That's just the way the world that we live in right now.
Let me ask you a question on the spot. This offseason, are you paying C.J. Stroud a long-term contract?
No, I'm not.
Good job. I'm not either.
No, I got to see one more year. I got to see one more year.
Because you don't have to. You don't have to.
Well, but you, yeah. I mean, that is a...
It's a contract, Clint. It's a contract. Oh, let me make David Mulligetta really super happy. This guy should be happy for the rest of his life. He got dumbass Deshaun Watson a guaranteed contract for $250 million.
But that's the point is not... The decision is, do you pay him now? Because if you wait, it's going to be $5 million a year.
So what?
You know, I agree with your point. I'm okay with waiting and seeing. Mm-hmm. I just think that is the business side of things, where if you're Cal and Hannah McNair and you're Nick Caserio and you don't pay him now and all of a sudden he plays well, then everybody in a year thinks you're a fool, just like they do Jerry Jones, because you didn't pay him earlier.
Hey, if I'm Cal McNair, I want to make C.J. Stroud like the first $70 million quarterback. I want to. Look how far he would have come. Are you kidding me? I wanted it to be legit. Like, remember when it was legit when the Chiefs made Mahomes that quarterback?
Yeah.
If I'm Cal, I want that for CJ.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, ideally you want him to play well and you're okay paying him. The key is you're in a spot where it's – I don't think it's as an easy decision today as it was
a
year and a half ago.
It ain't your money.
All right, we've got there's two pieces of audio from earlier in the week that I heard, and it makes me feel really good about this game this week.
Okay.
This is a big game, Texans at Chargers, big game on the road against a playoff contender. There's two pieces of audio, one from Nick Cayley, one from D'Amico Ryans, that really have me feeling pretty good about this one right here. I'll have that audio, and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. Byron is on the ones and twos back in the studio, keeping us on air and doing a hell of a job back there, if I might add. And we've got Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards, as well as a Tomball Ford oil change, and the big one, Colts Texans tickets. We'll be giving those away in the 5 o'clock hour. Every hour that you are here, you can get a raffle ticket. In the 5 o'clock hour, we will give away the Texans Colts tickets. Those are typically really good tickets. And that game could be, I hope it's not, but that game could be for all the marbles. We are at the Twin Peaks 59 Kirby location. Come on through. This is probably the Twin Peaks that we frequent the most. Now that may have to do that we work right down the street, so we sometimes do lunch and sometimes do happy hour here, but it's a great establishment. If you can get by here, come by, hang out with us, give yourself a chance to win a little something in the raffle. If not, get now, there's four other Twin Peaks locations around the city, and stop on through and get you a little pop for happy hour, get you some grub off the menu, made from scratch menu. Not a bad item on the list.
Not a bad item.
Not a bad item. I've had the pot roast. I've had the salmon. I've had the wings. I've had the tenders. I've had the pizza.
Bacon.
You've had two helpings of the bacon today. There's not a bad item on the menu. So come on through. And there's also Twin Peaks late nights going on. It's open till 1 a.m., man. You don't have to... You don't have to leave until 1 a.m. I mean, that's a sounds like that could get a little dangerous, wouldn't it?
That's pretty good. I mean, it should be 1. They might as well push it to 2, to be honest with you.
No. But Johnny, 1 o'clock's plenty, man. Let him do
funny.
His thing.
Earlier you said whenever you talked about late nights.
Oh, hell, did I slip?
It was a girl pouring a beer for a gentleman at the bar, and she, like, her neck snapped around. She was like, what? Am I working to 1 tonight? She probably thought she was getting off at 11. You told her 1. Come on.
That's great. We got a big matchup tomorrow. We'll be covering that game, obviously, throughout the second half of the show, as well as tomorrow on Sports Radio 610. But the Texans, they go to L.A. To play the Chargers tomorrow. That game's been flexed. Obviously, a big game. It's a win-and-get-in game for the Texans. And I'm going to tell you, there's one thing that I heard – from both your head coach as well as your offensive coordinator earlier in the week that's got me pretty excited and pretty confident, probably more confident than I'm comfortable with in this game. Here's D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about the Chargers' defense, just in general, kind of their approach and their style defensively.
For the Chargers' defense, what makes them most effective, I think, is just the structure, how sound they are. I think Jesse has done a really nice job of coordinating the defense, like utilizing his playmakers in the right way. He uses Derwin James in a lot of different areas to get him down to blitz. They put him in coverage. You know, everybody knows Derwin is a dynamic player. And I thought they did a really good job, right, of picking up Owe before the trade deadline, of adding another edge rusher. So you got Owe, Thule, Khalil Mack. They have really good presence on the edges, so they're a good pass rush unit. But the biggest thing with this team is they make you earn it. They're going to make sure they're playing deep zone coverage. They're going to make you earn every single yard that you get, and they're going to make it tough. So they're a really good unit, fast. They fly around, but they're going to be sound, and that's the thing that stands out to me the most. They're sound. Those guys play well together.
Let me put a bow on that. They're sound. They use Derwin James as to move around and cause a lot of the chaos, so you know who that is. They make you earn it. They play deep zones. That's from your head coach on the Chargers defense. Here's Nick Kaley, your offensive coordinator on the Chargers defense.
Yeah, well, I think they do a really good job of, you know, eliminating and reducing the amount of explosive plays. They play good football. They tackle well. They play hard. They set edges up front. I think they're second level. Linebackers pursue the football with great speed and violence, and I think they're well coordinated. I mean, I think he's done a really good job.
I don't know if y'all are hearing what I'm hearing, and I don't know if y'all believe what I believe or not, but both of those two pieces of audio, when they said it last week, I think it was Wednesday. What is today?
Today's Friday. Yeah.
So I think it was Tuesday when D'Amico, yeah, Kaley, and CJ, they all spoke. And I'm going to tell you, man, there's certain stylistically, this is a style conversation, right? This is a scheme conversation. I know we got to get into some personnel. They got some dudes over there. But stylistically, schematically, what the Chargers want to do is deep zones, keep everything in front of you, make you earn it. And when they do play games, they're going to play games with Derwin James, right? I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but that was really good. They're going to limit your explosives, right, which means they're going to keep everything in front of them.
Right.
This is exactly what the Texans' offense has had success against. This is exactly what this Texans offense is built to do. This is exactly what C.J. Stroud is being asked to commit to offensively.
Are you talking about M-O-F?
What does that mean?
Middle of the field?
Well, no. Well, I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, you can. They'll damn sure attack the middle of the field. But I'm just talking in general. Taking what the defense gives you, if they're gonna play soft corners, they're gonna play deeper zones. Throw the ball underneath. There's no reason to hold the football. This defense, again, schematically, is going to allow the quarterback to get the football out of his hands early and often, which we've talked about. That protects your offensive line, which is even more so in need of protection this week because you're going to have a couple of guys that haven't been playing. You're going to have them in there. Mm-hmm. It's going to allow them to sustain drives. It's going to allow them to stay ahead of the chains, which I've never heard a coaching staff talk more about getting behind the chains. Just clearly, I mean, you cannot play football if you get behind the chains in Houston. So it's going to allow them to stay ahead of the chains. It just, this, to me, stylistically, this is a great matchup for Houston and what they want their offense to look like.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't trust. Am I going to shock you with this?
No, probably not.
I don't trust Nick Kaley
to be able to get
them into those looks to do that. I just don't.
Yeah, well.
Paul hit it on the head. I was driving early, and I heard the most important line of the 10-2 show. For what week is this? 17.
Mm-hmm.
For 17 freaking weeks, we've been having the same conversation. Do we trust Nick Kaley to get the Texans offense into the right look at the right time? And I don't. I don't care. Please educate me. I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
Well, look, I think to me the you're not wrong. I mean, but to me the wait and see or what needs to happen with Nick Caley is more when you get an aggressive team that's going to pressure you with all out pressures. That's where he has left a lot to be desired. Mm-hmm. Where Nick Caley to me needs to either get better players or come up with better scheme is when your quarterback's getting pressured, you're playing man, and you've got to have right now answers. They're going to take away Nico Collins, and your other guys are going to have to win. And those other guys right now haven't proven to be able to win consistently. So I think those are two things that Nick Caley has struggled with, or let's just say I think he's left a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
But this doesn't – I mean, schematic. Now, they may be able to press man. They may be able to get physical with the line of scrimmage, whether it's man or zone, and cause some major problems. But I'm just talking about the bend, don't break defense. Keep everything in front of you. Play deep coverages. Man, that is where CJ can light you up.
But when does a team start to, you know, I don't know. Look, here's what the Chargers have done the last month. They've held every team they've played to 19 points or fewer.
They've had a lot of success.
They've won all those games ever since they got their ass kicked by the Jags 35-6.
Yep.
Maybe that was a wake-up call for them. I don't know. But I know this. Harbaugh is a badass coach, and he can kick you in the ass when he feels like he needs to kick you in the ass. And the Chargers, do you think, like, we're talking about, like, this revenge kind of a thing for the Chargers, right? Hey, Texans knocked them out in the wild card game last year. Cool. They must be pissed off. Herbert said what he said this week, which is like, you know what? Nobody felt worse in the game or after the game than I did. Okay, cool. At what point do we say, dude, the historical nature of this Chargers team and them always blowing games late, and late in the season, it doesn't matter. Harbaugh hasn't been the coach for the last 40 years. Harbaugh's been the coach for the last two. And when does this guy, for the reason that he got the job, start to do and implement and see the result of what he was charged to get from which he'd gotten hired for? He's supposed to get this. They're fighting for not a playoff spot. They're in. They're fighting for playoff seating. The Texans are fighting just to get in.
Yeah.
So we don't have to play the final week with our backs up against the wall, behind the eight ball, like we've been doing. No. At what point do we get to that stage, that conversation? I'm worried about this game for the Texans because of the offensive line situation, because of the interior defensive tackle situation.
Yeah.
We can talk. How long have the Chargers been playing without they're starting right tackle and left tackle?
Oh, I mean, they've been through about seven tackles this year. Yeah,
hey, man.
All year long, they've been struggling.
Hey, when do we start treating the Chargers like we did the 2023 Texans? How are they doing this? The Texans did it all season long. They went through all these different offensive line changes.
Yeah.
When do we start treating them with that respect? And, hey, the Texans, we thought it was an amazing, like a miracle accomplishment. They went 10-7. Went to the divisional round of the playoffs. Cool.
Well, hopefully
the
not
Chargers
this week.
Are a dangerous team, dude. I'm very worried about this game. Herbert has hurt people this year. He's run more than ever. He's gotten more productive more than ever. It scares me.
Well, let's set the table. Let's set the table right now on the 4:00. We'll do it in Dirty's Daily. We'll set the table for what this game means, and if you win, what does next week look like? And if you lose, what does next week look like? Let's set the table for the fans in a sense of what they can expect and what each outcome would mean moving forward. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.